Hi, I'm Reverend Sarah Johnson, and welcome to Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church's The Takeaway, a podcast focused on equipping you with the tools and habits you need to live faithfully in the world. This season is about staying connected from week to week as a church community and about feeling empowered as a person of faith. Have you ever wanted a simple word to help ground you and carry you through your week? Then you're in the right place for a short message, some practical action, and a brief prayer to send you on your way. Coronavirus news and updates are taking over our lives. So over the next several weeks, we are welcoming PHPC's Parish Associate for Families, Reverend Caroline Braskamp, to share her spiritual wisdom for taking care of yourself in troubling times.
Today, we'll be looking back to what we've covered in Season 1 of The Takeaway and giving you a sneak peek into Season 2. Listen in. Summer. The word strikes fear into the hearts of many parents. My kids finished school recently, so we are literally resetting our lives. We've gone through backpacks, school papers from several years back. We've returned textbooks, library books, computers. Only after looking back to the past season can we move ahead to the summer and its new routines and rhythms. And while we've been resetting as a family, our whole country has been resetting, a reckoning of sorts. Against the backdrop of a pandemic, racism has reared its ugly head. Or, against the backdrop of racism and inequality, a pandemic has reared its ugly head. The truth is coming to light, friends. This is a painful process. But the truth is a prerequisite for the long and patient work of justice. You may have noticed that I've gone radio silent the past few weeks. Yep, I pressed the pause button to give myself a break and to work on Season 2 for July and August. And now I'd like for us to look back at where we've been in Season 1. There's a hidden order to the podcast that some of you may have noticed, and it's high time that I fill you in. First, I need to give you a little background in Enneagram theory. The Enneagram is a personality model describing 9 archetypal ways of seeing and being in the world. According to the Enneagram, there are 3 centers of intelligence: body, heart, and mind. We as human beings use all 3 areas to navigate the world and grow our souls. Each of us has a dominant center, an area that we specialize in and lead with. We also have a secondary center, our backup. And each of us has a repressed center that is less used, kept safe by hiding behind the others. In order to be a full human being, we need to access and use all 3 centers: body, heart, and mind. And here's the most important part. In order to grow, especially during stressful or difficult times, you need to work on your repressed center, to coax it out of hiding and into the light. So Season 1 of The Takeaway had 9 episodes, 3 sets of 3. Each set includes an episode on each center of intelligence: body, heart, and mind. Episode 1 was about behaviors, including hand washing, social distancing, sheltering in place. This episode was about the body center of intelligence and how our behaviors can be a blessing to others. Episode 2 is about the news, how to right size it, and how to respond. This episode was about the mind and how to focus on our world through the news and prayer. Episode 3 was about overwhelming feelings, including fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, guilt, and shame. This episode was about the heart, how to notice our feelings and intentionally choose our responses. Episode 4 was about rest, including sleep, Sabbath, and taking breaks. This episode was about the body and resting as a way of trusting God. Episode 5 was about connection to our true self, to others, and to God. And this episode was about the heart, through which we connect to the world and to God. Episode 6 was about negative thoughts, how we can rebalance and reframe them. This episode was about the mind and how the Spirit of Jesus can refocus us. Episode 7 was about nourishment, those things that give us strength. This episode was about the body, about the physical and spiritual food that God offers. Episode 8 was about illness, from symptoms to feelings of shame and guilt. This episode was about the heart and how illness is an opportunity for healing. And finally, episode 9 was about true thoughts, especially how to test your own thoughts. This episode was about the mind and how COVID can remind us of what matters: goodness, beauty, and truth. Woo! We covered a lot of ground together. Hopefully your body, heart, and mind were strengthened, especially your weakest center. Now, in addition to the hidden order of last season, I confess that season 1 was problem-based. One of my superpowers, okay, I only have 2, maybe 3 on a good day, is noticing problems. I saw COVID-19 coming and quickly recognized that this season would affect us in the area of self-leadership, self-management, self-care. I sensed that we would need all centers of intelligence, body, heart, and mind. We would need them all online just to get by. And our society as a whole would need folks being their best selves in order to even imagine the common good, let alone work towards it. I had hoped that 9 episodes from March to May would be enough to carry us through this pandemic. I knew I would need to give myself lots of pep talks, and I may as well record them. And here we are now. When I get up every morning, I feel like I'm looking into the ocean of an unsolvable problem. As far as the eye can see, in every direction, and focusing on problems paralyzes us in body, heart, and mind. I feel perpetually stuck, like I'm barely hanging on. But what if we flipped our perspective and began to look at the resources we have instead of focusing on the problems? Not just reframe problems in a positive light, but to focus our attention and our energy on the resources themselves. Cue the takeaway, season 2. We'll be focusing on God as the ultimate resource. Specifically, we'll focus on 9 aspects of God's character, 9 facets of who God is. God is goodness, love, glory, beauty, wisdom, faithfulness, joy, justice, and peace. These 9 attributes of God correspond to the 9 personality types in the Enneagram. Different types of people reflect different aspects of God's character, different parts of God's image. In other words, we participate in God's very nature when we live into our true selves. There's no end to God. So there's plenty for us to receive and plenty of room for us to grow and to give. God invites all of us to be transformed and to go and transform the world. The Apostle Paul describes the transformation this way: "And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of God as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. And this comes from the Lord, the Spirit." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. This transformation that Paul speaks about isn't just a passive upgrade to a new operating system while you sleep. This is more like growth mindset goes to church. Growth mindset, in a nutshell, is the truth that hard work, practice, and an attitude of growth are what sets our trajectory in many efforts from the very beginning. If you have a spiritual growth mindset, you are ready for challenges, and you meet them with hard work, practice, an attitude of growth, and an openness to grace, flowing from hope in the unchanging, ever-present God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you can say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I invite you to join me in the second season of The Takeaway, beginning on July the 7th, for 9 episodes dropping on Tuesdays throughout July and August. I pray that season 2 will help us refuel our tanks this summer with the fuel that is behind all of life, the very presence of God. Until then, receive this promise from the Apostle Paul from Philippians. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, remain with you today, this season, and always. Amen.